Okay, so the holiday season is here, and with it comes this really powerful, almost magnetic pull toward this one single idea, home. But what does home actually mean, especially this time of year? Well, that's exactly what we're going to unpack together. We've all heard this, right? I mean, it's on greeting cards, it's in movies. It's this picture-perfect ideal that home is this warm, safe feeling of unconditional love. It's the story we're all kind of told to expect. But the thing is, for so many of us, that's just not the reality. What if the idea of going home actually brings up a ton of stress or old conflicts, or even just a really deep sense of being alone? If that sounds familiar, I promise you, you are not the only one feeling that. So let's talk about that. Let's really dig into this gap between the fantasy of what a holiday home is supposed to be and what a lot of us are actually going through. We can think of it as the holiday home myth.
And to really get why this myth is so powerful, you have to see this number. And honestly, it's a bit of a shocker. According to a recent Cigna study, 58%, that's more than half of all adults in the US, are considered lonely. And this isn't just a holiday thing. This is the baseline reality for a huge number of people. We're not just talking about a few people feeling isolated here and there. No, this is so widespread that experts are literally calling it an epidemic of loneliness. So, who's feeling this the most? The answer might actually surprise you.
Okay, so this is where it gets really interesting, because this chart just flips a common stereotype completely on its head. We tend to think of seniors as being the loneliest, but look at this. A massive 79% of young adults, we're talking 18 to 24-year-olds, report feeling lonely. That is nearly double the rate for seniors.
And you know, this experience isn't the same for everyone. It isn't distributed equally. While that national average sits at 58%, look how that number jumps to 75% for Hispanic adults and 68% for Black and African American adults. That's a huge gap, and it shows that for some communities, that feeling of isolation is even more intense.
And here is maybe one of the most crucial pieces of the puzzle: the undeniable link between our mental well-being and our sense of connection. The data is clear. If you are struggling with your mental health, you are more than twice as likely to also be dealing with loneliness. The two just seem to go hand in hand. So, with all that as a backdrop, let's bring it back to the holidays. Let's see what happens when we take this widespread feeling of loneliness and drop it into that very specific, emotionally charged setting, the family home.
So, on one side, you've got the fantasy, right? The Hallmark movie version of home, cozy fireplaces, perfectly happy families, where every problem is neatly tied up with a bow by Christmas morning. But on the other side, you have the reality for so many people: emotional minefields, old family tensions, and sometimes just a really painful distance.
There's this really fascinating psychological idea called a home complex. Think of it as this emotionally charged bundle of all our memories, feelings, and associations with the idea of home. And it can get triggered in a big way when the home you're returning to has changed. Maybe a loved one isn't there anymore, or the family dynamics have totally shifted. And for a lot of people, that shift is huge. I mean, get this. Some estimates suggest that up to one-third of people, that's one in three, are estranged from a family member. So for them, the whole idea of going home for the holidays is incredibly complicated, if not totally impossible.
So, what do you do if that external idea of home feels shaky or unstable or just gone? Where do you turn? Well, this is where things get really powerful. We start to look inward at the idea of building an inner sense of home, a place of safety you can create for yourself.
And the first tool for doing this is something called attunement. And it's pretty much exactly what it sounds like. It's like you're tuning a radio, but you're tuning into your own internal signals. Your thoughts, your feelings, what your body is telling you, so you can really understand what you need in that moment.
So, how do you actually do this? Well, first, just get curious about what's going on inside without judging it. Second, you have to actually create some quiet space to listen to what comes up. And third, you use that information to send a message to your own body, to your own nervous system that says, "Hey, it's safe here." It's really the foundation of feeling at home in your own skin. Now, building that inner foundation is absolutely key. But here's the really good news. You don't have to do it all by yourself. As humans, we are literally wired for connection. And that brings us to our second equally powerful tool for creating this feeling of home. It's called co-regulation. It's this incredible process where we actually use our relationships with other people to help manage our own emotions. You know that feeling when you're with someone who is just really calm and present? Your nervous system can literally sync up with theirs and find its own sense of calm. This quote just nails it. You're borrowing the calm from someone else's nervous system to help regulate your own. Just think about that for a second. It's an actual biological process, and it's powered by simple human connection. It's amazing. So how does this magic actually work? Well, it's about being with someone who has a calm, non-reactive presence. It's about soothing, non-verbals, like a gentle tone of voice. Even small rituals, like a daily check-in text, can do it. This whole process literally produces oxytocin, you know, the bonding hormone, which lowers stress and builds this profound sense of trust and emotional safety. So when you put all of this together, where does it leave us? Well, when you combine these two ideas, attuning to yourself and co-regulating with others, it fundamentally redefines what home even is. It stops being just a physical place you have to go to, and it starts becoming a feeling of safety that you can actually create. And that right there, that's the big takeaway. By practicing attunement, really listening to yourself, and then seeking out co-regulation with safe, trusted people, you build this capacity to feel at home right inside yourself. And the best part? That feeling is portable. You can carry it with you no matter where you are. So, as we close out, I just want to leave you with this question to think about. For just a moment, forget all the external pressures. Forget the holiday myths. This season, what is one small thing you can do to come home to yourself?